waking up that morning, knowing that Brexit had passed, you know, the majority voted for it, even if, as evidence has shown, many didn't even understand the question. Why did that put you in a state of freefall?
Not because it surprised me or shocked me. Like many other British people in Brussels, we had felt this coming for a long time because we had seen the utter poverty of the campaign to stay.
Yes, and that wasn't just complacency. It was underfunded.
Well, but let's bring it back to our conversation, because it was utterly devoid of heart and emotion. Mm. This is what's important for our discussion. A group of people who thought, we will win this through facts and figures.
Right.
If we just hammer people, if we hammer facts
again
and figures.
And again.
Into people's brains.
Hit their heads.
They'll understand. Yeah, they'll understand. And then afterwards, oh, these stupid people decided with their emotions. I mean, oh, oof.
That must have given you new better.
Well, I say this with passion now. I'm at peace with what happened, okay? I'm at peace with it and I bear no grudges. I moved on very quickly, perhaps because I knew it was coming. But I say it to the people in this country who aspire to Britain's rejoining of the European Union. Please, 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 please learn from what happened here. If you cannot make the emotional argument, please stay at home. Please, please, don't waste your time. This does not mean that facts are not important. That's not what we're saying. Facts are vital. Of course they are. Of course they are. But when we eat a delicious chocolate cake, do we say, hey, Mum, wow, the salt in this is good. Oh, the bicarbonate of soda is just wonderful. Yummy. No, we don't say that.
That's so funny because when I teach this to clients, I go to the amygdala, the emotional center of our brain, and you know, the flight, take flight or not, and you're going to chocolate cake. I love that.
I just want to capture one thread that I lost for a second there. I was in Brussels that morning and that year. It's important to know this. The people in Brussels, of all nationalities, were utterly devastated by Britain's departure. Utterly devastated.
They lost a family member.
Exactly. That's how they saw it. And I'm just going to leave that there.